What up, y'all? Before the episode, I want to remind you the Back Pew Tour is starting next month. Go to kevonstage.com. January 2nd, we kick it off in Oklahoma City, Tulsa. We're going to be in San Jose and Denver that week. Check local listings. The podcast is going on hiatus, but I don't want you to forget. I'm coming to your city. kevonstage.com for tickets. And five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick, man.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification bell. Listen, if you're not on Patreon, you might be wondering why we're talking about this very delayed information. Well, because this is a bonus episode from Patreon. It's the holiday season. Plus, I'm on production for church for the next couple of weeks. So we're making sure that we do our due diligence, and people that pay per week or per month, we make sure that they're squared away. So if you want to hear whatever happened that was relevant, we already talked about it.
Correct.
Okay. It's on kevonstagestudios.com. And I'm sorry, y'all. Effie, we all got pain. I know times are tough. They tough on me, too. I got to pay salaries. I got growing children. My son is eating my Raisin Bran Crunch. I can't stop him.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you don't want to join Patreon, that's your right. But you can't be mad at us that the most relevant stuff is on there, because we got to take care of the people that take care of us first and foremost.
Correct.
That's first. That is facts. All right. We got a lot of very different stuff to talk about. Let's talk about sports first, Angel.
Oh, I've been waiting to talk about this.
What do you think about the player who got suspended? I think it's Al Shaier.
Yes, Al Shaier.
For three games on the hit on Trevor Lawrence.
On the hit on Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
I thought it was Trevor Jackson. Al Shaier, you know, sometimes you just gotta pay the piper. And this is the thing. When you hit somebody that hard in football, okay? Listen, people are dying of the CTEs. We got to start taking this seriously. Because the people are hurt and then they're dead. So you have to sit out them three games and think about what you did. Think about what you did.
Oh, man.
Because it's terrible.
The thing about it is, football is a very dangerous sport. The quarterback is supposed to slide to protect himself. A lot of times, they be sliding, and the defender's already in his tackling motion. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. You run in as fast as you possibly can. And if I'm running at you, you run at me, and then you slide, I'm already going. Now, the thing about Al Shaier, he threw that forearm in there.
See, that's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
He went the forearm shiver.
Ka-ka.
Plus, he got a history of dirty hits.
Exactly. Right? So if you're going to be dirty, we're going to make you clean inside of your house.
1,000%. And y'all know, if y'all know about that NFL, you don't play that game, you don't get that check.
No.
They get paid in game checks. Wow. So he ain't getting paid for them three games.
He should go to church those weeks.
He might as well. He ain't going to be forearm shivering nobody else.
Listen to some heads.
And Trevor Lawrence, hand went up. You know that brain got...
That was a Mike Tyson uppercut.
You know that brain got rattled.
Rattled into this. The football is moving towards flag football. I'm telling you, in 10 years, it's going to be... That's what it's going
to
be.
Because what you want them to do?
Everybody about to be dead or dumb in the head. Those are the options we're running by, because these boys are getting... These grown men, they're getting faster, they're getting stronger, and they knocking the vertebra out of people's backs. And listen,
they're knocking the vertebra out of people's backs.
Yeah, just like Mortal Kombat. They just ripping that shit up out of there.
Finish him.
And it's not enough money. They're dying
of the CTEs. Plural.
Yeah, all of them.
And not no quarterback that I paid a couple $100 million. You ain't finna hit him in the head. Is you crazy?
Right.
You done lost your mind? I'll help you find it.
I'll help you find it. They're going to be out there like Punk Flash. What are they called? Hold on. Daft Punk. With them big old mascot heads on, protecting themselves.
And that's the thing. They got the Guardian cap.
They don't want to wear it. And what did Tua say, Kev?
And Tua said, I'm not going to wear it. I don't care if my brain shake up like dice.
Tua on that.
That lets you know. That was good. That lets you know his brain has already been rattled. That he's like, I don't want to protect it.
I don't. Why would I want to protect the thing that only got the
key? What's the Guardian helmet look like?
It's like another helmet on top of the helmet. It's like a soft helmet.
So they looking stupid.
And they can't look stupid. But the thing is, Angel, remember back in the day, they was wearing leather helmets.
That's what for flag football, for the little kids, for my kids, that's what they have on. They wear the little soft ones. They look so cute. It looks like we're back in time.
1,000%. But listen, Americans did not want to do the seat belts. Cars didn't used to have them.
They don't want to stop smoking.
They didn't want to stop smoking. They didn't. I've seen this commercial in the 80s when drunk driving was, they were introducing those laws. And the dude said with a straight face, he said, I done had a white dude from the South. I done had a long day of work and you're telling me I can't have a beer on my way home? I done worked all day. I can't have a beer in my truck while I drive home. It's un-American.
Something just to take the edge off, man.
Josh, the lady with the baby, she had a baby with a car seat in the front of the pickup truck.
You're thinking about the variables, man.
You're telling me I can't have a drink on my way home? How am I going to get home, baby, in the car seat?
Yeah, she said, how am I going to be a good mother if I am sober? Mom's a good time when she's had a little wine.
All right, let's talk about Dave Blunts. If you're unfamiliar, Dave Blunts, is he a rapper?
That's what I was trying to figure out when I was listening to him. I was like, is he rapping or is he singing?
He's one of the new age rappers who be rap singing. He's going viral because he is a rather large man, and he was performing at Juice WRLD Day in Chicago.
All these type of days. Juice WRLD was a rapper as well.
And he died of an overdose.
God dog it.
And Dave Blunts was performing his song. I don't know the name of it, but a lot of the lyrics are, I can't put down the cup. The cup is filled with lean, Angel. Can't put down the cup. Can't put down the cup. I can't put down the cup. He says it so much. I listen to the song and he says that, Angel. Let me play it for you.
We're not talking about the oxygen tank.
No, not yet.
Okay.
That baby was on that couch. Oh, no. Was that you? That's okay. Oh, no. I did it.
I want you to listen to how many times he says, I can't put down the cup.
I said, get it off of here.
One, two. Two so far, Angel. Three. Four. It's the hook and the verse, pre-chorus, bridge. Five.
First of all, I must be working too hard writing these songs.
What are you dancing for?
Why am I working this hard looking for words that rhyme? At one point in time, he gave up.
Let me tell you what, Angel. Cup rhymes with cup.
No, he said cup rhymes with dog. Cup rhymes with backpack. Cup rhymes with road. With supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Why am I trying this hard? You should see how when I'm writing, I'm like, no, that doesn't flow the way. I need to stop trying.
You can't, but here's the problem with you, Angel. As much as you might try, you couldn't because you're in love with the art for the art's sake.
But I need to stop being.
You can't. You are who you are.
I need to start writing my songs when I'm barely awake. When I'm waking up in the morning. Why am I up? Where's the cup? God dang it, Angel, you're rhyming. Get it out of there.
Now, here's what I'm going to say. The man is big. Okay? He got the oxygen tank. He's sitting down for the performance. Mm-hmm. I purchased concert tickets. I pay my money. I pay my fees. Me, Kevin, you can live how you live. You can perform how you perform. Art is art. I would not be paying for no ticket plus no fees if you can't walk and do your show.
Really?
So you want him to get up and die? I'm sure he's sitting down because he's not going to live through a full walking, dancing performance.
Hey, look, when I was a youth pastor, I used to have to take the van seats out of the church van on and off. By myself, sometimes to fit more stuff in there. One time I borrowed the church van to move, had to take them seats out, had to put them back in. Pastor didn't know what I was doing with the church van. Mind your business, I'm gonna put the gas back in it. I ain't got U-Haul money. You want to pick the kids up? When I drop them off, I'm moving my apartment. Okay. It looked like they took a church van seat out and set it on the couch, set the couch on the stage. And sat him down there. I seen one clip. They was putting him in the little. He was in like a scooter, mm-hmm. to move around the
skirt.
Yeah,
the arena. I listen. Love her voice, Adele. I said, baby girl, I need something else.
See, you, but you like that. What did you think was going to come with sad white girl
music?
I was bored.
You
thought there was going to be a kickball change?
You think she was going to be popping it to Hello?
Josh. She set the piano on fire at one point. I said, that's cool, but I need 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's what you're going to get with her, with the Yubba, sad white and girl this, music.
But her walk around and play the guitar.
And this is why she hates touring, because people are asking too much of her.
Because her does not sing sad white girl music. There's
no, I know. But I like me a show.
But that's the reason why I can't see that Summer Walker ever again. That
she was pregnant.
When she was pregnant,
she did Love on Top.
Exactly.
Okay. And then she released the baby.
Listen.
So you gonna tell me little baby gonna stop the show? No, baby stopped the show.
Why are we comparing anybody to Beyonce?
I'm just saying. Listen. Beyonce did it pregnant. Serena won a tennis match pregnant.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
That day ain't gonna Summer Walker. While that baby can sing, she don't do nothing.
She ain't Summer Runner.
She should be a Summer Stanna Stiller.
It ain't Summer Dancer now. I told you what my name is, Summer Walker now.
Who is this baby? What's his name? Blunt.
Dave Blunt. That baby, it's a health concern as an audience member. If you plugged up to the oxygen tank, I don't want
that's
to
a different, that's a different type of ox.
It's not going to be, listen.
Huh? It hit me on the underneath.
Yes.
Hit me on the.
The church girl in me ain't gonna hear it none because I'm gonna be in the audience. Hashan yada robo C T.
Right now.
This up.
Right now.
Right now, God. Ha fada yada robo C. You are the air that he needs. Hashan yada robo. Put down the cup, dear God.
Right where we are.
His cup overflows with lean. We need it to over.
Shaking together.
Oh.
Running over.
Nothing running.
God, give him a deep breath.
Lean on your own understanding.
Yada robo
C T yada robo.
Ain't. Did you hear what Josh said?
Know what he say?
Lean on your own understanding. He meant lean not to that own understanding. But
he's been leaning to his own understanding.
Put down the cup, man.
What a life. I feel for that boy to have an addiction and your lungs don't work right and you can't move around because of the physique is not allowing you to. God, dog. I would be like, I got to get rid of one of them. Something got to go.
I need the children to demand more from their performances. Demand more from your artists.
They don't know what the hell is going on
in that audience, man. They're all doing the same stuff.
That's true. That is so true.
I can't believe this is again. I'm like, I tried too hard. This baby was, and it wasn't even a nice couch.
No, it was a van seat. It reminded me of them church van seats.
That's why you brought up the church van seat.
Yeah, that's what it looked like he was sitting on. Why was he yelling at Snoop? I saw a clip where he was like, F Snoop. What Snoop did? Do you know? Dave Blunt.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't know what he did, y'all.
Let me see. I'm going to look for it. Because I can put down the cup. Tamra J.
Why is his qualifier for everything 500-pound rapper, fears a 500-pound rapper?
Oh, Snoop told him to put down the food.
Oh, well, I mean.
Okay, y'all making up stuff, talking about he stepped on the oxygen line. Enough.
Okay.
You know what? In the video I saw, I couldn't tell his the size of his body, and then what TikTok just put in front of me, I can now see that he is a bigger. I was like, I thought, yes, he's plus size, but I thought it was the oxygen tank was something else. Now seeing this, this baby got some, he got some body on him. He does have some body on him. And that's not, I'm telling you, all that's going to be a difficult life to keep living.
Just for your actual life.
Mm-hmm. I'm be like, no. Because even when I heard him performing, hold on, let me see. He didn't sound like that recording. Oh, no.
Ad?
No, somebody put different music on top of it.
Oh.
I think it was from 6 Pound Life, 600 Pound Life, or whatever that show is. Well, I can't find one where he's just performing. Whoa, Jesus. And, oh, no.
Just put it down.
No,
just
somebody put a daggone casket.
Okay, oh, wow. Now that's good. Turn your camera on, Joshy. They want to see your little face.
Here's the problem. When I cut back and forth to you, it automatically cuts it mine off the main. So when I go back to the main, I have to push it on every time, and I forget when I
cut. I thought you was doing that on your own.
No, I'm sorry.
They cut you out? Program, put that Josh and baby back in.
We got to figure something out.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I didn't know. Listen, I was just trying to hear his vocals, his live vocals, because the video I watched yesterday did not sound like that person that was
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah. He sounded different, so I was trying to find a live one.
And I don't like to be unk, y'all ain't real music, but man.
You are unk, y'all ain't real music.
I am unk.
That's big unk.
I went to...
He's only 23. God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Get him the help, name, Lord.
Angel. Throw that matchless in.
In your matchless name.
He needs
name.
Jesus'
You know what?
Prayer.
That's not one of my big... That's not one of my go-tos.
Oh, you don't go matchless? I feel like matchless got some power. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus.
Well, the fact that I call no one Father is already... I'm already doing.
You don't call... You should call... Oh, no one Father.
I don't call anybody Father. He's the only one.
Yet it Ibo.
Hey!
All right, let's talk about Nick Cannon. He said he is clinically diagnosed with narcissism.
Oh, okay.
I feel like narcissism is a very popular...
People love to call it.
...therapy word, or not therapy word. It's a very popular thing that...
Personality disorder?
Personality disorder that people are applying when people probably don't have it. But he said he was clinically diagnosed... He was clinically diagnosed.
Isn't
with
that
it.
Kind of a narcissist thing to say?
That you are classified. I mean, it's
actually diagnosed.
It's a HIPAA thing now. It's a medical. It's a medical
HIPAA.
Truth.
It's HIPAA. HIPAA.
It's HIPAA. HIPAA. I mean, if you really got it, then you got it. He said he doesn't have the rage, and he doesn't have. He said he's very empathetic. I think rage is one of the symptoms. I guess.
Okay. I'm who's the doctor?
Dr. Miracle.
I'm going to tell y'all some of the symptoms of a narcissistic personality disorder. A grandiose sense of self-importance. So overestimating your capabilities or holding themselves to an unreasonably high standard, bragging or exaggerating their achievements. Frequent fantasies about having or deserving success, power, intelligence, beauty, love, or self-fulfillment. Belief in superiority, thinking that you are special, believing that you should associate only with those who they see as worthy. Need for admiration. Fragile self-esteem, frequent self-doubt, self-criticism, emptiness, preoccupation with knowing what others think of them, and fishing for compliments, entitlement, inflated self-worth, accepting favorable treatment to an unreasonable degree, anger when people don't cater or to appease you. That's what he said he doesn't have. Willingness to exploit others, forming friendships or relationships with people who boost their self-esteem or status, consciously or unconsciously using them, deliberately taking advantage of other people. I'm going to shorten all the rest. Lack of empathy.
He said don't have that one.
Yes. Frequent envy.
Mm.
Arrogance.
Oh.
And that's it. There's like things underneath all of those. That's what I was reading that was taking me so long. But the lack of empathy, seeing the feelings and needs of or desires of others as a sign of weakness, not returning kindness or interest that others show, saying things that might hurt others. Okay.
I don't know that I would tell people my medical stuff. If that was my medical, like.
If you were a narcissist or which one? Is there specific ones you wouldn't feel comfortable with or just all of them?
They had a lot going on in there. But I don't think. I
need to know how many of these you got to have to be a narcissist.
Right.
Because I ain't going to lie. I feel like I got
I feel
at least,
I deserve some of this stuff.
I got a couple boxes checked.
I was like,
not all of them.
I want to look.
What's the threshold?
I deserve it all. I feel like I deserve all the success. I definitely deserve it all. I didn't know about all of them. But how many licks does it take to get to the center of a narcissist?
A what? A dude?
Because I was listening, I was like,
I know, I said,
I don't exploit others, but I do, I deserve it all. I definitely deserve it all.
That number two, frequent fantasies about having or deserving success, power, intelligence, beauty, love, or self-fulfillment. I said, it's my sexy husband. It's a Christmas gift that we can't keep at the house.
Oh, cool.
What is it? I'm going to set it up.
I'm gonna tell the kids.
I don't think
they don't watch. Okay. Here's the thing.
No, I'm gonna text them on Roblox.
Merry Christmas.
I'm gonna tell y'all what it is.
Mr. Kevin, Cy was so excited. He said, "I went to school and I told them I didn't say Mr. Kevin's name."
Everybody relax.
He said,
it's not my first rodeo. I know about my NDA.
Yes. He said, but somebody needs something from us, so we might not be able to do the holiday performance.
I told Mel, so y'all don't know, we have an episode in Churchy where we're doing Vacation Bible School. And I told Angel, I said, I want to get the boys in there And Quinn's daughter's going to be in there. And she, we have to do, so real quick, when you're doing a real TV show and you use children, you have to get a work permit.
Yeah.
We was telling y'all about like the Coogan and stuff. So you can't take advantage of the teacher. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have a studio teacher and all that. Even if the kids are not there long enough to go to school, so Mel was like, "I don't want to get McKinley's work permit because it's like a whole thing, right?" I said, "I'm gonna tell you right now, the whole Roblox gang is in Churchy. Amardon shot his scene. Mm-hmm. The twins and little Marcus is gonna be in. Ari is gonna be in. Mm-hmm. McKinley's gonna be the only one. Makai was in season one.
Okay, she was already there.
That's she was right. already in there.
She was the
she
baby.
She was the baby. She was like." Right? So she got season one credits. McKinley gonna be the only one in the Roblox gang that ain't in there. Mel was like, oh, fine.
Rhea ain't in there. You could, she could.
Who's Rhea? Oh, Denora's baby?
Yeah. Just, you could, she could have sat out.
I don't be knowing them. Their baby. I don't see them that much.
You said, I forgot about that.
She's an actress? I didn't know.
She's done commercials with Denora.
These niggas be working. Yeah. These kids and these families.
We got to pay bills.
Put that baby on that television.
Yeah.
Text the production. I don't know how many kids we have.
You got too many. Oh, the guy's like, what is my line, mom? I said, I don't know.
You're just going to be in there and you're going to be a child.
One day, literally, you see, he said, what's my line? He did it. That's what he improvised.
Oh, their fundraising video, I said, y'all better work.
And they did.
Boy, but I tell you, and I tell you to your face, that you told me in the thing, that Double Good Popcorn, I hate them.
I hate it.
I have no less than 8 nieces and nephews and friends who all, y'all babies did a performance. They did something. Some of my niece, Julian, he just texted me the link.
You just get this damn popcorn.
Not even Uncle Kev. Can you support? Matter of fact, once they have your email, the school will email you.
They'd be like, just
come on the subscribe.
Thank you to the Angels Wings. They sold $3,800
dang
in popcorn. And let me tell you how I had to let me tell y'all this, okay? They weren't going to acknowledge my babies.
Who was it?
The organization they were raising the popcorn for, because it's 3 of them on 1 account. Now, they've outraised everybody.
I know ain't nobody selling no $3,000 worth
there
of popcorn.
Was a child by him, there was a child by himself who got, he was still over 1,000 less than them. But they were trying to make it seem as though, well, it was 3 kids against 1. No. They only have, these 3 kids only have 1 set of parents. Right. They don't have 6 parents, 12 grandparents.
No, they don't.
They got to go out to the state. They can't go to Miss, we can't go to Miss Kevin 3 separate times.
Hi, Marcus.
We can only go to Mr. Kevin.
Marcus is in Churchy, too.
I know.
Marcus did his good acting.
He did good.
Did you know he was nervous?
Were you?
Terrified. I ain't know. You got 30 people sitting there still. All right, rehearsal.
And now, Marcus, I ain't going to hold y'all. They had Marcus right before lunch, and they had to get it. So they wasn't usually. We
play, nigga, get over it. Stand.
They was not no mosey.
Hurry up, go.
Marcus, you nailed your stuff. You didn't look nervous at all.
He said
that. He was improv and everything.
He said there was in the take said, that I think they're going to use. Said, no. Yeah. And he did. I was trying to rush to Pasadena to, rush from Beverly Hills, excuse me. And I was just like, oh no. I was like,
no, what you should do? No, shut up.
No, what you mean?
He said he was glad you weren't there.
No. But then he was mad with me the other day. He said, you didn't go over my lines with me. I said,
which one is it?
I did auditions. Yeah. I'd have stumbled over notes. I'm just like, you couldn't go over my lines with me.
He didn't.
Oscar performance.
Oscar. I can't wait for y'all. Listen, I'm telling y'all right now, they should never have gave me this opportunity. They should have never. I'm going to be watching like, look at Marcus and me.
Yeah, he was there. I was trying to get to him,
I was
quick,
good. Like,
he
you
called me.
To me?
Oh, go ahead. You go ahead, baby. Get closer to the mic so they can hear you.
No, when she called me, she was like, you good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. They was micing me up. I'm like, yeah, we're going to do it. I was no nervous with it. I'm like, yeah, let's get the scene. They said, all right, rehearsal, and everybody got it. I was like, wait.
Y'all had my man nervous. Like,
y'all see,
I should have been there.
The cameras look expensive.
Yeah, well,
and them people on set, they're at work.
Yeah.
Like the cameraman, the sound people, they not smiling. They are at work.
The vibe is so different.
They're not. When we do our Patreon stuff, it's laughy.
Yeah.
Nah. Them people are not playing around. They're like Mikey.
And I was in that driveway, and the way everybody turned around and looked at me, like, if you don't shut that damn truck off, who are you? Get the hell out of here. That was all like, is the truck loud? Let me back up.
Yeah,
who are you?
They had my poor man nerve. I said, oh, y'all really called? I said, did you have fun? He said, no. No.
That's hilarious.
He said, I was so nervous. I said, oh my God, you were. He said, I ain't never done nothing like this, Angel.
I thought you did. No.
He's done
he's done so many things.
He's never done scripted for TV. He has done scripted for digital use only.
But you done had boom. You done been mic'd. You done had a camera.
Nigga, that was going on YouTube.
So is it the platform?
Yes,
and it's because of people. It ain't never been that amount of people.
And they all watching you.
Yeah, I'm standing there like Josh is me. They like, all right, we're gonna put this mic on. Yeah. He's like, we're gonna go sound test. Say something.
Hello.
All right, here, get his makeup. We're gonna just take the shine off. All right, get the mic. Oh, the mic went out. Take it off. All right.
They were like, they just said.
Change your clothes, man. They sure did.
But who had you ready? Who knew?
Angel did. She said, take you some overalls.
Oh, that was you?
Because
they asked me today, if you have work boots. I was like, yeah, I got plenty of work boots.
And them work boots been worked.
Hey,
them boots said it had been a while.
They said, welcome home. And I was like,
he put them back up. They're like, no, man, come on. Let's do some quality control.
Work boots for Thanos, man. Where does it bring you back?
Yeah, she said, just in case, just take you like some overalls. And I was like, all right.
They for sure put them in that.
Oh, yeah.
They changed it. I was like, if we had some overalls. I was like, I got some.
And anytime you shaped a little different, with him being tall and with me having big thighs, you always got to have something in the clutch because they don't really trust.
Right.
You're tall.
I have everything.
You so dumb.
I do. You gotta dress for your size. I know that.
But congratulations for your first television role.
I told Kevin Perry to put me in stuff.
I put you in. It was good too. They would never believe that you never acted. Nobody would.
Well, no, he's acted before, just not for television. No, I knew he wasn't gonna stank it up.
I told Marcus he was a good actor before in y'all videos.
Thank you.
Believability be there. When y'all do y'all little couple videos, I'd be like, this man is an actor. That's why I was mad at you when he was going down to Riverside. I said, this is dumb. This man don't need to be checking no power.
Work with the rest of Kev's friends and stuff.
Well, that's how Kevin said he liked to work with his friends.
Are we still friends?
This 1,000%.
He's like, I ain't seen my friend.
I called Angel at the beginning of church.
I was like, oh, I guess we ain't friends no more.
I called Angel and said, how do I ask you to be in this and be friends? Because I don't know. I did it wrong last time. Tell me how I could, because I can't not have you. But I want to be friends with you. But that's, for me, that is love.
Oh, I know.
You being a part of something that I love, and I then know. You be, and I be there, you be like, there, you be there.
Yeah, nigga, when do I get there?
Josh, you not going to, if you have a baby with Imara, that baby can say nigga, and you can't.
I will.
They're going to be at the dinner table.
Everybody in your house can say nigga, and you're going to be like.
Him and the cats. Imara, like, we ain't never going to make a
face. And the baby at the table. Nigga, nigga, nigga. Nigga, daddy.
Hey man, you can say that.
Josh gonna be like, that's crazy, y'all.
Listen, as long as that baby don't look black though, you be like, now you might only want to say it in this house because somebody might get mad.
It's the friend circle. They got it.
But no, we just had to learn your love language, Kevin, and we realized your love language is
work.
Jump in here in this thing that I've created.
So I'm gonna produce like 3 more podcasts and be like, hey Kev, you gotta get out here with
that's me. That's your work.
This is no Kev. His love language is just doing his work. It's very clear. It took me a second. I was like, oh, okay.
It's my toy. It's when I do this, Marcus. And then I hand you my toy. You, but like, this your toys.
Toy. He was like, nah.
I don't want to play with your toys. I want you to come play with my toys.
My toy.
You could be this man. I got more men. I'll be this guy. But I don't want to be your toys.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah,
but when I get to do Taste with Tank, I have a great time as well. I've been watching the other Taste with Tanks.
Aren't they good?
Yeah, I'll be like, I didn't know that about you.
He been doing good with those.
About to reshoot ours.
We didn't talk.
I don't have the technical advancement to edit that together.
Of separate. Okay.
Yeah, it was so fun. We was at the shooting range, the golfing range, driving range.
He was like, he's gonna figure it.
I was like, Josh, you was down at the gun range.
Josh was. I'm
That was like shooting range, playing golf.
It was so fun. Pull up, because that was just fun.
It was.
All right, yeah. All right, love you, man.
Love
see you later.
You, Marcus.
All right, let's talk about this. In Belgium,
he didn't fail.
In Belgium, they made it for sex workers. They are now entitled to maternity leave,
as they should be,
pension, yeah, sick days, health insurance, and safety protection after a new one-of-a-kind law was passed. They protect them sex workers in Europe.
Well, because they are a part of the economy.
1,000%.
Yeah, people are using, they are taking some of their monthly salary to get, you know, their rocks off, to get a little handy in the car.
Handy, a little reach around.
Yes, so.
A little flicking, a little licking.
If they are able, if they provide them with all that, that means that their income is now taxable and it goes back into the government.
My thing about this is this. Sex work has existed since the Bible days. Rahab was a sex worker and she helped them people in exchange for her life. She said, here, destroy the city. Come in this. I'm going to lay this rope down. Y'all come in this way. Uh-huh. Sex work's been a part of the economy and culture since the beginning of time. People with good coochie said, I'm going to give it to you for a price because I know how to flip that thing and reverse it.
Yeah.
My thing, and what I don't understand about the government, why do you want it to be on the black market where it's not taxable? Mm. Get these people on the inside. A little handy used to be $20. Now plus tax is $22.50. But the $2.50 go down to your pension.
Because the government is run off of, a lot of governments, especially ones that have a European base, are run off of this sense of higher morality.
1,000%.
So that's the only
the
reason
sense,
why.
The sense, not necessarily the actual practical practicality of it. It's just the appearance of.
Yes, the appearance of. So to make certain drugs and narcotics legal, to make something like sex work, which a lot of times is used by men who are in relationships.
Yep.
Or
politicians.
Yeah, men who would like to appear as heterosexual but participating in same-sex sex.
Uh-huh.
That, to make it legal, then allows there to be like this thing of, I can't other people who do it, even though I do it as well.
1,000%. And politicians have been doing that since the beginning of time. My thing is, we were in Amsterdam. They sell coochie and drugs the same way they sell coke and fries.
And it's so crazy to me. I've never been to Amsterdam. So I don't know. Like, to see that in action, I would be like, wow.
Angel, when we walked down the street, and I'm talking about the first street, we was walking down, dropped our bags off. It was basically their equivalent of like a 7-Eleven. Or not even 7-Eleven. You know, in New York, they have like the
bodegas.
Like a bodega. You got your little souvenirs. It was like 7-Up and Ecstasy in the same store. Jeez. And it was so normalized. There was no criminal element to
what
it.
Was there? What was in the store? Sorry.
Ecstasy. I got to find my picture. Ecstasy.
The mushrooms.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. In the window, the way you would say Newports or Cheetos in the sticker, ecstasy, cocaine, MDMA,
the weeds,
weed. It was like three or four more
mushroom chocolates.
Mushrooms was in there, and they in the section next to Twix, like that. Then we was walking out to the red light district. Somebody was standing with all these balloons. I'm like, this is 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you selling balloons? And Tahir was like, bro, that is laughing gas in there. I said, oh.
No, that sounds fun.
Because there were some shiesty looking gentlemen holding the balloons. And I didn't see no birthday party.
Yeah.
And it didn't immediately click
that's
a drug.
My brain too soft for them hard drugs. My brain too soft. I can't, it getting malleable too much by the drug. It's just gonna just dent it right on in. And I'm not gonna come back. To do mushrooms, you're not gonna get this angel back. I don't know what type of drooling human being you gonna get. Oh, but I'm not the type that can come back out like other people.
Oh yeah, that's like you saw Snowfall?
Yeah, I saw
the girl it was Franklin's girlfriend.
Tasha. No, Franklin's girlfriend, the girl who lived across the street that's supposed to go to college.
Yeah, Andre's daughter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She got hooked on crack. I can't think of her name.
Well, crack is a different thing.
Is whack.
That's definitely what Whitney said. But they didn't sell crack in that store. They sold cocaine.
They didn't sell crack.
Because crack is very addictive. It's a
crack
different
is
thing.
Cheap.
It's very cheap. And that my whole brain would fold up like origami. Just go ahead and leave me out in the wilderness.
You ain't got good sense fully sober.
It's soft brain.
Get some drug. But what if you were like an amazing jazz musician? Because heroin is responsible for a lot of good jazz.
I would probably be amazing jazz musician. But what am I playing?
Piano and the trumpet.
No.
Same time.
I would be playing a tissue box. I would be playing a tissue box. I wouldn't be playing a real instrument. Is Angel playing a ukulele? No, that is a frying pan that she didn't put strings on. She's...
Bitch, you gonna know, but you gonna die, oh. Chicken in the corn, don't go, man. Chicken in the corn, don't go. Bunch you one string.
Yeah.
Hey, chicken in the corn.
Yeah, there's no, I don't.
So, man, playing the kazoo, take to the saxophone.
Pick up the pieces. Yeah, no.
That's, as a church kid, that's what I thought weed was.
Was from that?
I thought weed was.
I need you to stop drug. Saying as a church kid, because as a grown adult, when you drank, you thought you were going to have hallucinations.
LSD trip, specifically.
Specifically.
One shot of Patron. Off of tequila. I was going to be like.
Off of tequila.
One shot of Patron, and I thought I was going to be running down the streets naked.
Do you see? Naked. You got a soft brain.
Got a soft brain and head meat crazy. My head up on the
Oh my God, today. How does it do it? Every time.
Object permanence with I know.
I saw that head. She just kept pulling thing off. It was like,
oh my God. How in the world? It's just.
Oh my God.
It just gets me. So again, that's why I can't be in a place like that where all that stuff. Well, what?
It's crazy. And they sell sex and the drugs in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
But I do honestly feel like, I guess I just never understood why it ain't regulated. You made a fantastic point. Morality is a great, the appearance of morality is a great running platform.
Yeah.
Those guys are bad. I'm good. We got to do this. That's bad. It's like we criminalize drug addiction.
Yeah.
So many people who are in jail should be in rehab.
Yeah.
But we don't want to put money towards social services. You could doggone put the doggone money from
the selling of drugs
into the stuff. We treat alcoholism and drug addiction as very different because them alcohol lobbyists were like, remember what happened in Prohibition? Them folks said we made so much more money. They was like, bring it back in.
Yeah.
Bring that stuff back in. Much more. I remember when I was during the pandemic, people were like, one of the first articles I saw. Shoot, it was true for me. Alcohol sales went up within the first month.
Talking about pandemic?
During the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. I helped.
I definitely helped.
Oh, I helped.
That was the only time I saw alcohol like that in the aisles at Target.
Target said, y'all don't need no socks.
Oh, what?
This Jameson is
this going section is closed. We'll bring the alcohol out of it.
I helped.
One day, y'all, when I was in Calabasas, I needed things to do way more than I realized. I sat on that back porch. And I had a Jameson bottle and a ginger beer and some ice. And eventually I ran out of ginger beer.
You said, but the Jameson is here.
But the Jameson was. And I sat there and I drank me a little drink and another drink and another drink. Next thing I know, it was dark outside.
You saw a different life that could have been paid.
Why did you do that? And nothing happened because I went upstairs and went to bed.
It went to night-night time.
I went to bed. There was nothing to happen. I said, I didn't need to drinking that much. Mm-mm. But I was just, I didn't know. I didn't have, there was no consequences, Joshy. I didn't have to go on set. Didn't have to shoot the podcast. Every day was Thursday and Saturday.
You're not going to drink it dry. I would fill up tumblers this big with ice about to right here. And then, you know, those pre-mixed margaritas? Poured right on in. I was having a blast.
Me and that thing not staying cold for 12 days.
Mm-hmm. I was just eating because I hadn't eaten in a while.
What?
Hungry? I don't think I got hungry for 4 months.
Oh, me and Costco had a time. We had a time. I would put on my gear, cover my face, everything, come bring it in the house. House smelled like a swimming pool because we bleached everything down that came into the house. I was spraying down stuff. We had food and then would have the nerve to go get the free food from LAUSD. You think I'm playing?
I would go to the
drive-through line. I'd be like, kids, they had the bean burritos today. Yeah, and the little pouches of orange juice. They had pouches of orange juice. They were not in containers like this.
Ziploc bags, right?
They were like Ziploc bags, like this. You just stick a straw in it and drink it.
Angel, I had got on a little Nong Shim spicy Korean cup of noodle bowls. Mm. I would walk down to the gas station. Buy me a couple packs. Melissa was eventually like, you got to stop having
sodium,
these noodles.
The sodium.
She's like, Kevin, look at the soda. I said, it ain't that much. Yeah. Josh, it was like 4,000%. It's like 400 milligrams of soda. I said, well, that's a lot. But I had, there was a good couple months there. I was eating them noodle soups.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of noodly soups. They had like a cupboard section for them hot, the spicy Korean noodles. I did enjoy them for
a
while.
They sound good. Now I want them.
Oh, it's good. I had a lot of Oreos, too. I just kept eating Oreos.
The Oreos were also just at the gas station.
It was crazy, man.
Such a
hair was all big. It was wild.
Who had big hair?
My hair, I mean, it was relative.
You had let it grow.
I had a little fro.
Yeah, y'all wouldn't do the thing. You and Marcus were supposed to do the thing. Y'all were supposed to let y'all's hair grow out, and me and Melissa were going to cut y'all's hair to see who did a better job.
Still can.
There's an NFL player, Keenan Allen, plays for the Bears. His helmet came off. A player tackled him and pulled his helmet off, and he yelled, got a flag and everything, and it's because he had his cul-de-sac under there. And I said, oh, you mad because you bald and you didn't shave. And he was Big Coldy, George Jefferson, and I said, oh, you upset because you bald and you thought, you're a football player. Y'all
ain't
not supposed to see that.
See this. Yeah.
They did see that.
Oh, no.
I was glad when they said unto me, we can leave the house of the Kev.
I was about to say, I was glad when they said, I had a blast at home.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
I was going live every couple of hours talking to people.
Zooming with the homies.
Oh, it was so good. I didn't have to drive nowhere. And I had the nerve to think I could have a lease on a car. And then life opened back up. And I was back to driving in rank of just racking up miles.
Oh, yeah.
I said, why the hell did I get
that
a lease?
Maserati and that mug sat in there.
Well, see, you had multiple vehicles to drive. Mm-hmm. My main vehicle was like, oh, you about to go over these miles. About to go over all of them.
How long have we been this episode? Did you hear about this, Angel? Did Florida inmates conceive a daughter by passing semen through an air conditioning vent?
Yeah. Huh? She's called it a miracle baby.
I don't even know. I thought if the semen went out into the world.
Did it die?
It died.
Did they say that it was in a septicle? I don't think they just jizzed into the vent.
No, I know. First of all, you'd have crazy aim if you did that.
Well, no, because think about the fact that when men give sperm, they have to shoot it in a cup.
Go into the cup.
Yeah, they're not shooting it into a vacuum.
You bust a nut.
You bust a nut in
into
a cup.
That little thing. Okay, so it got to be alive. The sperm is out there like, this is the wind.
Yeah, dancing. Mm-mm-mm. They're dancing. Mm-mm-mm.
So did she just take it in? She put it in there?
Yeah, probably poked a hole in the bag and squiz it up into her coochie Lord. Cat.
And then she laid on her back and make her go in?
Mm-hmm. Probably. I mean, these aren't things that I've done. So
you don't have jail.
I don't have jail. And sometimes
use the monostat applicator, Risa said.
Oh, okay, that was smart. Lord.
Oh, put smeared in plastic wrap every day. Oh, he did it more than once.
Well, because you're not gonna get that on the first try.
That'd be crazy if you did. They need to take you out of prison and put you in doctor school. if you doggone did.
You gotta sanitize the vents.
That baby got a little prison vent in his life.
He's just in a sandwich baggie, so maybe not.
That's a crazy birth story.
That is an insane. Why do you want to have a baby when you incarcerated? The baby about to be out in the world without you.
Better treatment.
What?
Do they get put somewhere else when they're pregnant?
No, they with the folk.
They still in Gen Pop?
They still in Gen Damn Pop.
Dang. You just got a plus one.
There you go. You just now you just
conceived in prison.
Just got morning sickness. You in prison and you got morning sickness and heartburn.
Man, how do you convince yourself? Did he convince her? Did she want the baby? How y'all was talking and you said, I want your baby right now. When you get out, no, you don't understand.
It's like the pandemic. They're bored in there.
A ramen noodle bag.
And they ain't got the Jameson. They ain't got the 7-Eleven. But what they do is got some sperm and coochies. As somebody who's been pregnant multiple times.
It's only been three.
it multiple times.
You said like it was felt like more.
No, if I would have said several, then I would then
several's.
Several,
yeah, several sounds less than multiple.
Yeah, several. I mean, several sounds
more than multiple.
I don't want to be pregnant in prison. That just doesn't. I don't want to be in prison. But if you put the two together, I don't want to be pregnant either. Sure. That just sounds like another prison sentence that you're serving concurrently.
1,000%.
I don't want that for
morning sickness, doctor visits. You can't do gender reveal good.
No.
It'll be a gender reveal.
You going to find out after that baby get out your coochie.
I was going to say, they're not.
Yeah, but you can't do it ahead of time, like the people. I mean, well, I guess they tell you.
Oh, you're talking about like a party.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the party in the cafeteria.
They do the thing.
The ultrasound?
Yeah, so she might know ahead of time.
Like when you're in prison, they'd be like, you don't need to worry about what the baby is.
Let's see what happens.
Find out in 10 months.
Just buy yellow. It'll be all right.
And the food ain't good. Martha Stewart said the food ain't good. They ain't got no fresh stuff.
No fresh vegetables.
No cucumbers. What the baby getting?
Also, now somebody said in Patreon, I hadn't thought about it. It is cheaper because the state is paying.
It's always cheaper if you broke.
That's also true.
Yeah. If you don't pay, it's very cheap.
Fair.
There's a way around it.
What did B. Lou say? You get full real quick when you got to pay for it?
I just don't. A miracle baby. They no, didn't even, it's not.
Somebody said in Patreon, I don't know if this is true, but they said they never even seen each other before.
And she just said, I'll take, how did they arrange this? Let me tell you what, people are innovative.
Innovative and creative.
I was watching Prison Talk the other day.
I was too.
PT?
Yeah, and this dude was dancing.
In jail. They was hooping in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to move. I want to see if there was hooping.
I watched some runs. They're like Wednesdays, right?
Yeah.
I was like, this dude was dancing, and he was getting it. I think he was dancing to Squabble Up. And at one point in time, it got actually violent.
They start fighting?
No, his dancing. His dance. I was like, that felt like something that somebody caught before. They caught some of them hands that you throwing. Is this why you were there? But it also looked hot. Either that was like take number 6 or 7 because his face was kind of oily.
Were you watching live?
No, this was he was live, but I was watching one of his videos, and he was. And I said, wait a minute. Is this man actually in prison or is this a skit? And then I went and I said, well, this is the longest running skit I've ever seen because all of his, how are they allowed to have and not get in trouble?
I don't know because the one I was watching 2 days ago, they didn't seem to be afraid of anything.
Yeah, no. It was on live.
They was hooping in the background. They was dancing, talking. He had another phone in his hand and live on the phone we're watching. He had two phones.
One's for work. The other one, you know.
Listen, I've had many of family members in the prison system.
Multiple.
Okay? I've had multiple. We've never been able to FaceTime them.
Right?
So I'm trying to figure out how are they pulling this off? This is the production
crew. You got PS5s in there?
This is the production crew you need. They making it happen even when it's not possible.
I'm talking about.
They be playing Grand Theft Auto.
You will be done shooting Churchy by now.
You guys should pick another game.
And prison, hilarious. Prison be out in the boonies. They had good service to go live on the Wi-Fi.
That's the Spectrum.
Their service.
Because sometimes they're not that far out. There was, we had a prison not far from where we lived. Granted, it wasn't in like the city of Lexington, but it wasn't like far, far out in the outskirts.
How far was from the city?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it wasn't far.
State prison?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't far from our house. In the jail, they had a jail underground.
Underground?
Yeah, that's where Marcus's sisters worked when we were roommates. She worked at the jail that was underground.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What's underground?
I don't know. But I thought it was an interesting concept. It's underground jail.
You to put you under the jail for real.
Yeah, they said, "Oh, you got to dig your way up out of here if you want to get up out of here."
Yeah. All right, I'm done with this. Have a great day, however long that is. It is.
Your head actually now looks smaller, like it should be bigger. The top of your head, it feels like it should be the same length as your face.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya.
with my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.